Oh, no worries. Hey, all right, Coop. Listen, is this five for you?
Five.
So it's fifth time. Fifth time's a charm. You got it done. Congratulations. You were good all weekend, man. And look, Jet did win five of the six, but you were really good.
No, for sure. It was overall awesome weekend. Thanks, buddy. You know, but yeah, I was very consistent. Obviously, like I said on the podium, we saw who still is the fastest guy. But you know, I was able to lead today. You know, I think I led like eight laps, which was good. The margin was a lot closer, than I feel like I thought it was going to be. So no, I'm happy.
Yeah.
Great weekend. Finally win. Like you said, it's been my fifth time, and we've been on the podium before, but never quite won. So, it's cool that I can put my name up on the trophy with everybody.
I'm no riding expert. Watching you battle him, though, I felt like you were getting too worried about protecting your lines as opposed to racing, and that made it easier for him. Did you agree?
100%. Yeah. And that's, you know, I get protective, and but that's where, like you said, like to me, this race is all about that, right? I'll learn and go, okay, at Anaheim or Oz or whatever it is, hey, I can afford to open my lines back up. He's not going to dive bomb you. He's going to, you know, pass you in different areas. So I agree. You know, I was definitely being very protective. And but like I said, we've done plenty of laps at the test track, and that's the stuff that you learn by racing, right? Yeah. And I'm excited to get back to Florida and put in some work and see where we stack up in 2 weeks at Oz. But then again, you know, long term wise, we got 8 weeks, and I'm very happy with where I'm at.
He did that quad this morning, and you did it in the second main. I'm sure you heard that he was doing it. You kind of fucked it up a couple times, but then yeah, it was pretty good. So how was it?
Yeah, it was. I mean, it was a big jump. I'm not going to lie. He made it look easy, but it was everything the 450 Yami had.
Really, huh? Yeah,
like
yeah.
One lap, I barely made it, and I just kind of was like, man. It was fast, though. Like crew chief was saying, it was about half a second, and it was like, hey, to win, you're going to have to jump it.
Yep.
So I did it in the second main a few times. But then that last one, I was just like, you know what, he can have it. But, you know, it's like I said, it's one of those things that he's so great at, is pulling those little things out. You know, day two, he waited, and I even saw it on track walk. I'm like, man, I think you could quad that.
Oh, okay, yeah, I was wondering about that. Okay.
He got it.
But. He looked like to me he was going, and again, no riding coach, he was going more to the right. He was drifting, and then he was getting a bit more straight, and you were cutting it closer. I don't know. But
no, yeah, you're right, Steve. Yeah. Hey, we're working on it. We were looking, and that's what's – I mean, dude, he's jumping a 100-foot quad 2 inches from a hay bale and ruts. And you're right, but it's – got to grow some balls to get there. But, no, it's all good. Like I said, it was good racing. You know, Malk rode really awesome too. We battled all weekend, and yeah, I think we're in a much better spot than we were the last two here, for sure.
Always picking that inside gate for you. That's kind of like, that was your strategy. I mean, he got you most of the time, but I was wondering if you were going to change because he was getting you.
It was just safe. Okay. I mean, that two gate was, I think, the best gate. As we know, the Hondas are very good off the start, so I think it was more just a safety thing.
Yep.
Especially today, knowing my goal was to win the King of Paris. So, like, I knew, you know, if I could get twos across the board, then that was going to do it. But with that being said, I didn't really want to take a chance of maybe not getting the wheel and then getting pushed out or something like that. So, just kind of safe bet. This start's definitely weird. I kind of struggled with it all weekend just the gate, right?
Yeah.
The
metal. Like,
it's like, I don't know how to explain it. It's like a triangle. Like, you're riding over the bar, and then it drops, and the grate's a lot different than the U.S. So, I mean, I definitely struggled with my starts compared to the U.S., but I got better today. But that far inside, I don't think you were going to ever hole shot, but you could come out pretty much second no matter what.
You told us on the Pulp Show you haven't really touched your bike. How was it this weekend?
Yeah, same. We haven't touched anything. Okay. I think we opened up the fork and for this today when it got harder, and I'm happy, man.
A lot of racing, right? Everybody I talked to, Malcolm, even Jet was like, I'm so tired, you know? Okay, yeah, you guys got to go.
You're good. No, it was good. Yeah. It's a lot of laps, but I think that's good, right? Like, it ain't just like a, you know, we had the two sprint races and then the long one. So I think it's a good thing. It is a lot of laps. I think today is hard with, like, you go to bed late, but it's part of it. You got to strap up the work boots and get after it. And we're going to bed as the winner. So
great debut for Fly and yourself.
Yeah.
Good job, man.
Fly Racing, Blue Crew. Yeah, it was a great weekend.
Cool. Thanks, man.
Thanks, Steve.
Cool. Thanks, Coop. Appreciate it.
Yeah.